Welcome to Palcast, your creator national podcast.
God Network News, episode 153.
Welcome, GNN fans, to another episode of God Network News, the podcast that tells you what God's doing around the world. Not what CNN tells you, but what GNN tells you is going on in the world. If you're tired of listening to all of that crisis network news and you want to hear what God's doing, well, give us a listen.
Greetings, God Network News fans, to another great series that we'll be doing on movements. For these next few weeks, we've got some exciting podcasts that have been recorded by some colleagues of ours, all on the topics of movements, what makes movement leaders, what makes a movement, all kinds of exciting things. We're going to be focusing a lot on what God's doing in this season of missions, which is movements of peoples, whole people groups to Christ. There's amazing things happening, miracles everywhere. One of our organizations that we are partnering with, 2414, is already monitoring 1,360 movements. And each of these movements have over 56,000 new believers among them. And these are just amongst unreached people groups. So God is up to something really fantastic. And we're going to be looking into this in the next few weeks of our podcast of God Network News. Portions of our podcasts will be made up of rebroadcasted podcast interviews from a friend of ours named Steve Addison. Steve Addison is a great podcaster and very passionate about movements of peoples to Christ. And Steve has his own podcast, very successful podcast, with over 226 podcast episodes. And the name of his podcast is On the Road to No Place Left. And we highly recommend that you subscribe to his podcast because he has an overwhelming library of exciting topics related to movements. And if you want to learn more about movements, this is the place to find the information. And he has lots of training and tools and other resources that will really make your investigation of this topic successful. So we really want to thank Steve Addison and his partners there at movements.net/podcast. That's how you can find it, at movements.net/podcast, for all of the resources that he has given us for these next few podcasts. Thank you very much, Steve.
So let's get right into the interview between Jeff Sundell and Steve Addison.
So first of all, in the scriptures, we're going to see that repeated again and again. We're going to see God shaping the heart of Peter or grabbing a hold of Paul and ruining him in order to shape those things into his very being. But because of those three things in his identity, he steps out immediately and, you know, after the 40 days and the baptism and the empowerment, he returns in the power of the Spirit. Jesus is a man of action. He doesn't just say, well, prayer is just the battle. He prays. And then he goes proclaiming the gospel, casting out demons, teaching, preaching, developing leaders. So he's a man of action, not just a man of solitude. And, and then beyond that, and, you know, we could talk about the four fields as a pattern of his action. But then the new wineskins is he teaches with authority. He uses the parables. He's found $0 budget ways of training his disciples in mission. You know, everything he does doesn't require huge organization and funding, and it can go viral. So in Jesus, we've just got this perfect example of what we're looking for in movement catalysts. We see that repeated in Paul, in his own way, in Peter. But then throughout history, you know, when these sort of individuals have popped up, we see some of these same patterns. You just can't get away from the life and ministry of Jesus.
The pattern of a time of trial and testing.
Yeah.
Can you comment on that, especially when you think about, we see that in Scripture. You already pointed to those with Paul and with Jesus. How much of that is part of that works piece? Like, you just see that repeated throughout history when God raises up a movement leader.
Yeah, almost without exception. In both in Scripture and in history, Bobby Clinton, who wrote The Making of a Leader, he talks about life crisis. And, you know, it's not always a continual pattern. But, and I'm thinking of Russell, you know, before we hooked up, when we hooked up, he and his wife were still in grief because they'd lost their 21-year-old son to cancer. And now, I'm not going to get into the whole where is God in all of that, but Russell and Jan found God in all of that, as severely as they were tested. So I'm sitting across from a leader who God has his hand on Russell's life at that point. And it's so we've gone to England trusting him that we would find movement catalysts. And we're working hard to do that. We're going down some dead ends. And God just gifts this man to me. While he brings me into the relationship as the catalyst in Russell's life. And he, you know, Russell is a leader with the skills. You know, he knows how to lead. He's a leader of others. He's been an effective pastor for 20 years. But his identity is in Christ, and he's found that identity through a very difficult time of suffering. And, you know, my role, it's a little bit like I'm a little tugboat, and here you've got this ocean liner. I just nudge the thing, you know, and a bit of training and Russell's away. He's what some would call a beast in the harvest. You know, he loved every May, he's going to be morning, afternoon, and night out in the harvest. And he's doing that every week normally, but the whole month of May, he just clears his calendar. So he's a frustrated man right now. He can't get out.
Hey, Steve, yeah. Let me just go a little further with Peter's question there.
Yeah.
If you are thinking head, heart, hands, you know, and not only Russell, but even just a lot of the men you've, but what would be, man, maybe those three things you saw that were related to this guy's heart. What were the three things that, you know, maybe he had in his hands? And I don't necessarily mean organized. He didn't necessarily have movement tools in his hands. But, you know, for example, he has the gospel in his hands, you know. You know, and what are some of those minimum things or those things? I don't even know minimum. What is it that popped out that you go, wow, there's a common thread among these guys on these couple things?
I think I'm just going to start with some of the heart stuff. It's what we talked about with identity. But you don't always start with that. You could get halfway into this thing, and the Lord's now taking them deeper in that identity piece.
You're listening to God Network News Podcast with your host, Cal Curtis. Look up our website at godnetworknews.com.
So they may have some rough edges to start with. But also in the heart, you know, I'm thinking of a guy like Augie Martin. You know, it's like you stick him in a conference, you know, even a No Place Left conference, he's agitated because he can't be out in the harvest. Now, sooner or later, whether it's Augie Martin or John Wesley or Paul, you know, these movements aren't led just by people like me who are ideas, head people. You know, and we're rushing to trying to catch up to the action part. They've really got to be action-orientated individuals. You know, I think of you know, that it's Julius Caesar. He's got the red cape on and the sword in his hand. And when they're fighting, I think it was the Celts, he's rushing to wherever there's a breach in the defenses. Now, he's not going to win that battle just by his own effort, but he's rallying the troops by being on the front line with them. And some of the best leaders have got that holy zeal and passion to be on the front line. So you've got to have that. But every now and again, the Lord's going to say, I know, Paul, you want to be on the front line and you're not afraid, but I'm going to stick you in prison because there's an identity piece dropping here. I want to work deeper in this heart stuff, your identity in Christ. I think the knowledge part, We often, you know, we've been doing Four Fields training online, and we did it face-to-face in Africa recently, and people come to me and they say, Steve, if only we'd known this 10 years ago, you know, this knowledge of simple tools and simple processes, the Four Fields approach, you know, if only we'd known. And I said, no, because God has been preparing you. The easy part is to drop some knowledge into you, or to drop some skill. Yep. But the skills must come. The paradigm shift has to come. But it's especially effective when it comes to people who have signed up for this thing. Sometimes it comes at the beginning and they're very successful, and then the Lord says, I'm going to set you aside for a while. And you're going to do some of that deeper work. So I don't see it as one more important than the other. Well, you know, the identity piece, the heart piece is foundational, but it's also got to be linked to paradigm shifts in understanding movements and simple skills. You know, we talk about big vision, clear path, something like the Four Fields, and then simple tools. They're all interrelated. And God will be going to work in one area or another at different times. That's what I've seen. But you know, some of my concern in the West is, you know, this has happened with you, Jeff. I'll have you and some of the guys with me. And they all want to know Steve because he knows stuff. He writes the books. And I remember we turned up to a conference and everybody said, oh, introduce Steve and his team, you know. Well, these are the guys I write stories about. You know, and so I have a quiet word to the organizer. Don't you realize these are the guys that I write about these guys, you know? And in the West, we're going to think it's the guy who has the head, you know, but that's insufficient. With you don't get a movement without the Augie Martins or the, you know, the Kumars or the Lee Pocks or the people that just, they've got to be on the front line and they're godly. And they have the knowledge and the skills.
Well, Steve, one thing you said I want to highlight or ask maybe to go a little further. I think one of the underlying pieces, you know, these guys can be rough around the edges. Yeah. But I think in almost every circumstance there, when you're talking about head, heart, hands, there's this level of humility with these guys. You know, it's hard on humility because I see it's a bit of a head thing. It's truly a heart thing, but it affects the hands. But yeah. Just out of curiosity, you know, you've watched guys mature and grow in this over time. What are some of the, you know, what have you noticed about humility in particular? Because, again, I would tie that right back to Christ. I'd tie it right back to Paul.
It's two things, because humility alone won't get you there. It's humility and determination. And so it's humility that first of all is surrendered to the Lord. And out of that, maybe they get the aha moment that, you know, if it's all about me, it's not a movement, it's a ministry. And then just they make that choice because they're after that result. I've got to serve these guys. That sometimes it goes that way. But they actually know, these guys see something bigger than a ministry. They're not that. If you said, I'll put you in a stadium with 100,000 people and you can preach, and you could do that with Wesley. And he'd say, well, I don't want to be there unless I can train and mobilize thousands of people to disciple them.
If you enjoyed this episode, please consider donating to help us continue to bring exciting stories fresh from the field. Visit our website at godnetworknews.com and select the PayPal link on the right side of the page, or consider becoming a Patreon partner to receive access to more valuable materials exclusive to our members.